For the third day in a row, the people of Nepal are cut off from the outside world and from each other. Telephone and internet connections were severed after the king sacked his government, declared a state of emergency, and assumed power himself. Today, communications were turned on again, but only for an hour. Cutting the phones is one of several moves King Gyanendra has made to stifle opposition to what some of his critics are now calling a royal coup. NPR's Philip Reeves reports from Nepal's capital, Kathmandu.
It's press day in the offices of the weekly newspaper, the Nepali Times. The mood's subdued. Until this week, its journalists have been largely free to write what they want. Now there's strict censorship. Nepali newspapers are reduced to carrying bland official statements. Military officials monitor broadcasts on national TV. Senior Nepali Times correspondent Naveen Singh Kadka.
The government has made it clear that there should be no publication or broadcasting against the spirit of the king's speech on Tuesday. You know, things like, say, no editorials, no opinion pieces, no articles, no interviews, even no notices should be published or broadcasted.
A few hundred yards down the road are the offices of Nepal's National Human Rights Commission. Dozens of Nepal's politicians have been detained this week. Chairman Sushil Paikaril.
Some are saying that some are in the police custody, some are in under house arrest, but we don't know because there is no communication. The media is not giving any news, and also our team, our monitoring team, were not allowed to see even the leaders of the political party. So in this situation, I can't give you the exact figure.
On the streets, a few hundred demonstrators air their views about Nepal's crisis. The right to hold public protest gatherings has also been suspended by the king. But this demonstration's a display of support for him. Organiser Sharad Chandra Dahal of the National Unity Council says he's willing to accept a temporary clampdown on civil rights if it means an end to bickering party politicians and also a chance for peace with Maoist insurgents, who've been fighting a civil war with the government for 9 years.
It is a good thing because the multi-party democratic parties were corrupted. They never become united. Peoples are divided. When people are divided, we are working for the people's national unity. King also the symbol of national unity.
But national unity has long been elusive in Nepal. Right now, no one knows the views of Nepalis in the countryside. There are, after all, no phone lines. Yet even within the capital, there's no sign of unity. At Tribhuvan University, students pass the time playing soccer. They're on strike in protest against the king's seizure of power. Amrit Kumar Shestra of the Nepalese Students' Union.
All the students and all the peoples are against the king, and we need democracy, and we will fight for democracy. So now situation is very critical. We would like to request all the democratic countries and all democratic leaders of India, like America, UK, to make a big pressure to establish here democracy.
The US is watching developments uneasily. The king's situation is fragile. There are signs he's gearing up for an attempt to defeat the Maoists outright, despite the widely held view the war's unwinnable. The worry among Western observers is that his power grab might eventually provoke a violent public backlash, a move that could bring the Maoists closer to victory. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Kathmandu.